Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning into Mind Over Matter podcast. I am your host, Aligned Soul, and I also go by Char, by the way, but you can call me Aligned Soul. This podcast is basically going to be something that you have never experienced. We are going to be diving in a few topics when it comes to a lot of what's going on and just everything that we're seeing, that we're experiencing when it comes to the energy, when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to just the different phases that we're having to go through at this time. And I know many of us are experiencing many different changes in our lives and just trying to figure out what's going on. And I know many of us, this is very different, and we're just wondering, you know, is it something wrong with us? And so I'm going to go ahead and just jump into this episode, because when it comes to what we are going through, I just want to go ahead and start out and say, and start out really by saying that you are not alone. And I want this to be somewhat of a, almost like a conversation. So I'm going to ask questions, even though my listeners cannot answer, but these questions are here so that you have the opportunity to think about these things that we're discussing. Now, we come from a time where we have put in, or we've actually placed systems, you know, we have systems in place where when it comes to us being able to take care of ourselves and our families, we depend on our monetary system. And the way that this monetary system works is we are supposed to go out. Let's say we get our degrees. That's supposed to elevate us within the monetary system so that we can have a certain, you know, amount of currency, and that allows us to be at a certain class. We may not be at the very bottom. We may not be at the very top, but it may, you know, give us just enough to be in the middle, right? But what if this system was never really what we thought it was? What if the system was created to make us feel as though there was a ladder to where we were able to crawl, you know, kind of climb to the top to become rich one day? Maybe if we invested into enough stocks, if we hit the lottery, you know, you have different things that would allow you to climb to the top. And every now and then, you know, every now and then you may see someone climb to the top and, you know, hit the lottery or, but out of the billions and billions of people, the numbers are not really, there's not enough numbers. There's not enough people that are actually climbing to this top, right? They're not reaching the top of this hill. But if we allow just a few people, then we will always keep that notion that there is a possibility there. And that would actually keep us on this hamster wheel of always thinking that we can achieve. And maybe we're just not working hard enough. We have so many of our men. We have so many men who literally work really hard. And I myself, because I watch my husband, you know, we've been married, or we've been married for years now, but being together since high school and watching him go from a teenager and into an adult has been one of the hardest things. And the reason being is because the pressures that were put onto me were very much different pressures that I have actually watched him have. And I know that we would say that, you know, it's easier for men to find jobs. You know, some people will say things like that. But coming from a nuclear family structure, and, you know, this is what we have created for our family, watching, you know, even my husband, and even, you know, me actually being here to help him the entire time, me still seeing him have to work a lot harder or have a lot, you know, his stress levels be a lot higher. And it's because of the things that he actually has to face. And it actually has a lot to do with him just being a man. And so I think that a lot of us don't understand that it's very hard, you know, just being a man. And the way that the system, and I'm not saying this is not a thing, you know, on gender, because I feel like really everybody, whether you're man, woman, really, you know, even if you identify as man or woman, I feel like everyone has it really hard. But I do notice that the way that the system is set up, we have so much division that is created within the system. And when it comes to what I feel like we are being pushed to do, and this is more so on a spiritual level, the reason why these things are coming out and we're starting to wake up and notice these things and the ways that we have been living is because it's time for a change. It's time for us to start to move in a direction to where we are able to do the things that we now want to do. Many of us wake up and we look into the mirror, and for so many years, we tell the person that we see in the mirror that they are not allowed to be the person that they are, which this is based off of the society basically teaching this person from a child. You know, we're programmed from the television, and then we go to school, and we're programmed to basically think a certain way, and we're supposed to dress a certain way. We're supposed to stay in line. You know, you remember, if you guys remember, when you're younger, you have to all get in line to walk down the hallway. You're told to never get out of line. And we're told to stay in that single file line. Many of us don't understand that, you know, the lives that we live, the reason why we're so depressed, the reason why a lot of us are going through things like depression, anxiety, you know, we have things like high blood pressure, diabetes. These are not just because of the foods that we're eating, which these are attributed to these things. But this is also because our stress levels are high. Upon me looking up many of these things, all of these things actually deal with high cortisol levels, which is stress levels. And so if you are not eating the best foods and you also have high stress levels, you're more prone to have different health problems. You're more prone to have when it comes to high blood pressure, diabetes, when it comes to all of these other things like anxiety, you're more prone to have these things with higher stress levels. And so these, you know, we basically, many of us live with chronic stress. So we live with higher stress levels. And this system that we have created, you know, just to, and this system that we have right now is based off of a currency system. And the currency, well, I would say it's not really based off of a currency system, but it's basically, we have molded it around a currency system. And that currency system is the system that we are basically using to enslave ourselves in a way. The lives that we once known or we wanted, it's very hard to have. When it comes to owning a home, owning a car, all of these things are being taken away. We are constantly being programmed to be told, you know, what shoes to wear, what clothes to wear. And this has been going on for years. For decades, actually. And all of this is for greed, basically. We have come so far away from what it is to be human, what it is to actually live and be happy, and what it is to be at peace and have a peace of mind. And that is just why I named this podcast Mind Over Matter. And what I meant by naming it Mind Over Matter is basically when it comes to our mind, creation, our thoughts. This is the way that we are manifesting this matter into existence, basically. And so without our thoughts, if we're just living our life and we're living it mindlessly, then what are we really doing? What are we really creating? If we're not putting who we are out there for the world to actually experience who it is that we are, and we're just getting in the single file line, and we're just being who it is that we think everyone wants us to be, what are we really doing? How are we really being the people or the humans or the person or the soul that we came here to really be? It's time for us to wake up. It's really time for us to wake up and live life. Because what we're doing today, what we're doing right now, is not living. Many of us have missed so many of our children's events at school. Many of us have missed birthdays. We've missed so many different things, concerts. We've missed games, special events that we will never get back. And guess why we have had to miss these events or these special moments where we were actually supposed to be living life? It was because we had to maintain our living or keep up with our current expenses. This is not living. Somehow, we have fallen we have fallen into a form of slavery. So much to where we have not been able to see it clear as day. So much to where we're not even able to notice. We're not even able to recognize this for what it really is. Our children, our family, it's like we wake up just to pass each other like ships, you know, like ships that are sailing by each other. And we just basically pass each other. And many of our family members were like roommates, and, you know, we're glued to our phones. Everywhere that you go, you see someone on their phone, just, you know, going to the next, whatever it is that they're doing on the phone. Usually it's on social media. Usually it's something that they're doing where they're scrolling through some kind of form of social media, whether it's their messages, whatever it is. But it's something that we're doing, that we are using to preoccupy, you know, ourselves. And the reason we're also doing this is because the folks that have actually made these devices have studied us. They have studied the psychology behind the way that we like to interact with things. They understand that if they create something that deals with technology, it has to be enticing, that it has to release the dopamine hormones just enough so that we can actually stay, so that it can actually keep us tuned into whatever it is that we're doing long enough so that it doesn't stray us away or nothing else really catches our attention. And so what we're really doing is we are just living through our phones. We're living through our devices, and we're basically just settling for that. There's no fresh air. There's no, you know, walks in the parks. There's nothing, you know, even bookstores are getting closed down. There's just so many different things that we're not even doing anymore. There's no self-work. Everything, you know, it's just becoming so much easier for us, right? But there's also this other side. Things are becoming easier in many different ways, but we're still not happy. We're still overworked. And so I say to you, I want to say this. If you're like me and you just watch, you know, your children, you know, watch you get up for work, or even them not even understand, you know, them not even understanding the simple fact that if you did not work as hard as you work, that everything that they have now would likely, you know, not be there. And you all could be possibly living a different kind of life. Let's just think about, you know, how our children would feel knowing that we, you know, possibly would not have the things that we have right now. if it wasn't for the work, the time, you know, and the dedication that we put in to maintain whatever living that we actually maintain at this time. And then compare that to our children just wanting or just needing us to be there and us being a family and living a very, very simple life. And which do we really rather, which do we think that our children and our family would rather? When all of the material things are gone, and if it came down to just the bare minimum, which is clothing, food, and shelter, and just family, what do you think that they actually would prefer? And I know many people would probably say that they would prefer all of the trinkets and different things like that. But most, and you know, if your children are like mine, if your family is like mine, because we have talked about these things, a lot of them, or many of them, you will probably be surprised that many of them would want to spend time or to live together as a family and be happy. And I think that this is just, it's really beautiful when we think about it. And when we think about the reasons that we're not there, you know, why we're no longer acting as a family, and you know, and like we just said, we kind of are passing each other as if we're like ships sailing, you know, in the night. It's really sad, you know, where we're basically going when it comes to where we are today and to raise children this way. But the good thing is that we are still here. And so we still have time. We have time to change. We have time to guide this next generation. We also have time to put in the effort that we need to put in so that we are also putting our best foot forward and actually showing up to be who it is that we truly are. And many of us, we have some very, very special things inside of us that we are afraid. For some reason, we're just so afraid, you know? We're afraid to allow the world to see. We're afraid to allow the world to experience. Because we have been conditioned. We've been conditioned to think and to feel that these things, you know, that these things that we are, this person that we really are on the inside, that this person will not be accepted. So we have been playing it safe. We've been whatever is normal for everyone else. That's what we kind of go with. But I'm here to tell you that the world at this time needs you. The world needs you. You came here for a reason. And if you're like me, if you've ever had or have ever asked why you were born, why was I born? Then you know exactly what I'm talking about. You were born for a reason. And even if you're not sure of that reason just yet, I challenge you to take the next year to try and figure it out. Now, what does this look like? This may look like trying different things, you know, trying painting, you could try running a marathon, you could try doing all kinds of things, just seeing, you know, what are you here for? You could try public speaking, you could try helping out at different, like nonprofits or different things like that. So we have to figure out what were we born to do? Because we all have a purpose. Our purpose was not just to come here, work a job, and that's just the end of our life. That's not our purpose. Our life is supposed to be fulfilling. And so, with that, I will be ending this podcast. And I am just hoping that you guys think about this and embark on the journey of just, you know, trying to figure out who it is that you are and who it is that you came here to be. And just overall self-discovery. And so, thank you guys so much for tuning in to our podcast. And thank you so much. We will be back for another episode. And guys, just take care. And we are closing out.